to you.
Welcome back to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 AM 1240. And today we are talking to Corporal Lowell Schweitzer, who's with us today from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. Corporal, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
Corporal Schweitzer, tell us a little bit about what you do in the Marine Corps.
I'm an 0651. The name, like, it stands for Data Systems Specialist. That pretty much means I deal with anything with computers, networking, servers, and then, you know, just the general help desk. So I do, like, Geek Squad stuff. So if you have problems with the emails, whatever, whatever, just I help them. I'm what makes the computer systems run out here.
Well, you know, we ask all of our folks, all of our Marines who are in IT, you then end up being the one that everybody comes to when something doesn't work on their computer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's my role. It's a pain a lot of the time, especially when we're dealing with higher-ups.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to tell, like, a lieutenant colonel or a major or someone, like, hey, sorry, sir, your stuff's broken. They usually aren't too happy about that.
And do you have to stand over or looking over their shoulder and just tell them, Colonel, get out of the way, I'll fix this?
For the most part, yeah. Like, I'll kind of stand on their shoulder and guide them a bit, and then they'll fumble around, and then they'll look at me and be like, I got it, sir. And then they'll stand up, I'll take their chair and fix what was broken if I can. But because always that kind of awkward minute or two, like, no, I can do it.
Yeah.
They can't. So it's fun.
Now, was this something that you were interested in before you got into the Marine Corps?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, I wanted to say, you know, at least is involved with technology in some way or another. I mean, people use it all the time, daily phones, computers, whatever. But no, like, I really didn't have a whole lot of background in it. I didn't have a lot of experience on the management, the administrative side. So I was kind of, it was this or Intel, and I was like, well, from what I had heard, Intel didn't sound like a bunch of fun. It actually sounded pretty dry. So, you know, I'll give computers a try. I can see myself using this in the Marine Corps or if I choose to get out. So, no, I didn't have a lot of experience, but I've definitely gained a lot since I've been in.
So this really is something that the Marine Corps helped you to understand, and then something that could benefit you in the future.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, it's really, I plan on making a career out in the IT field, whether or not you stay in or not. Right now I'm leaning towards getting out, but regardless, without the Marine Corps experience, like, it's pretty broad. Like, in the IT field outside, like, the commercial world, it's broken down very granularly. It's like, okay, you do networking, you just
right.
do switching, you'll just do routing, you'll just
right.
do servers, and then that's only what you do. You stay in your lane. But here it's like, as a data marine, you can't tell an officer, be like, oh, I don't do that. I'm the server guy, or I'm the networking guy, or whatever. You just kind of have to be a jack of all trades. So it really exposes you to a lot of stuff.
Well,
that I don't think you get outside of the Marine Corps.
Well, I tell you, it's still here. We certainly count on them. Even our small companies like ours, are the whoever we have for IT, I mean, they better be able to do it all.
it is exactly. It's like,
yeah.
You got it.
So let's talk a little bit about what this means. You know, there's a, or just respond kind of to this statement. It's always was said that a military moves on its stomach. I think now is we have to say on the stomach and information, because what you guys do in helping to provide clean information is crucial now to the modern military.
Oh, absolutely it is. Yeah, the world runs on its stomach, but also it definitely works off the information world as well, especially out here. Radios are great, and phones are great, but there's only so much you can pass over voice that people can't see. Like, sometimes people need visual aids, or they need the ability to look at it more than once, because, you know, their minds get scattered. There's a lot of moving pieces going on. Sometimes it's easiest just to coordinate through emails, through maps, diagrams, anything, you know, that they can see and then reuse over and over again and share to other people. It's kind of hard to, you know, share a conversation unless you're recording it like we're doing here.
Right.
And then who has the time to sit around for, you know, an hour and then, you know, many, many hours. So, definitely the information. So what we do is, like I said, we allow for military tactics to happen at a slower pace, more controlled pace, more informed decisions can be made. Radios and whatnot are the immediate, hey, what's going on? And this is for, like, definitely, I would say, at least for the upper chain of command, for them to like make planning. They need data. They need the information systems to be up.
Absolutely, and you know, one of the things is that we have certainly learned in this war on terrorism is that the enemy is making use of information. We may joke that they live in a cave, but they've got good IT. I mean, they've got some pretty good technological advances.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get to see the enemy very often, but we prepare for, you know, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. So our stuff's pretty locked down. Like, it's pretty secure. And for, again, for that very reason, we don't take them for granted. But, you know, think of us holding, you know, a tin can up in the air, trying to catch whatever they can. We do take every measure that we can to prevent the interception of any information and just keep, you know, CompSec huge. Very, very, very important in the military.
And then
I'm involved in that too. So,
tell us a little bit about what you did coming out of high school before you joined the Marine Corps. And why did you decide to join the Marine Corps?
Okay, I went to the University of Chicago for 2 years right out of high school. At the time, it was, you know, FAFSA to a point, so financial aid for students or whatever. And they're like, yeah, you're good. You know, you fill out your form. You don't have to worry about paying for college. We'll pay for it. 2 years afterwards, yeah, that, you know, my second year, like, okay, your third year, you got to pay about half. Your fourth year, you got to pay full tuition. Well, Chicago's not cheap. And I was like, I can't swing this. Can I take a sabbatical for a year, work, come back, if I got the money? I'm like, yeah, no problem. Well, worked in the construction for a year. The other year, I did not have the money I needed to continue schooling. So I'm like, well, what do I want to do? And I figured, I figured I'd keep going with working. I was doing construction. That seemed like a viable path, but it wasn't something I was really interested in. I wanted to try something new, but I also needed to make money so I could pay off student loans and, you know, live. So the Marine Corps just seemed like the right choice for me because it was something different. I have family that's in the military, but they're all distant, like, you know, aunts, uncles, grandparents. No one in my immediate family is in the military, so it seemed like, hey, this is something I have relatively, it'd be almost a completely new experience for me and like the military because I didn't live with it. I didn't grow up with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, well, the Marine Corps got a reputation as being, you know, the best around. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll give that a shot. I'm cocky. So I'm like, oh, I can do it. I'll be a cakewalk. It is not a cakewalk.
Yes, not a cakewalk at all. I was talking to Corporal Lowell Schweitzer, and especially it wasn't a cakewalk for you in boot camp. I understand that was a pretty difficult time.
That was pretty tough. I was guide almost the entire time. I didn't even know what guide meant when they said, hey, you're guide the second day. I was like, what does that mean? I'm lost. But everyone else, because they had, you know, most people have military backgrounds, you know, family or military academy or whatever. So one guy was guide. Then he got fired, and then I was promoted to guide, and then was it for almost the entire duration. I was fired for a week for a little mistake, which I paid dearly for. But I ended up graduating platoon guide and series honorman.
And I
got pneumonia twice, lost like 30 pounds. It was a rough go.
Yeah, just that experience alone of getting pneumonia while you're in boot camp, that had to be a really tough go. So as you came out of that and got into your first unit, then you've grown from that position. But let's talk a little bit about home life. I understand you're from Omaha. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Born and raised in Omaha, Nebraska. I lived there until I graduated from high school, and then went to Chicago for 2 years. Then came back, lived and worked there for a year, and then off out of Omaha. I think it's out of Bellevue is where my recruiting station was. Sergeant Armstrong, if he's out there. Thanks. He got me in, and yeah, I went to boot camp in January, and then I got to in 2010, and then I got to the same year, October 6th is when I got of 2010 is when I got to RCT 6, or back in the river, and called the 6th Marine Regiment.
Right, and do you stay in touch with family?
And I've been there since.
Stay in touch with family back home?
As much as I can. I don't have a whole lot of free time. I'm in a pretty pivotal role as far as like our shop for IT. So my hours are usually like 12, minimum 12, usually like 16 to 20. Sometimes I think in the past month I've worked 4 30 plus hour days. So, but when I do have free time, I'll shoot them emails. I only have spoken to them, I think once or twice since I've been out here over the phone. Yeah. Most of it's just email communication, which I get out every couple of days. Yeah, that's the only. This is about the only way I keep in contact. In free time, I have none.
Now, I understand back in high school, though, you wrestled.
Yes, sir. I wrestled before high school. I started all the way in third grade and kept wrestling through my first year of college. Yeah, I was about 10 years of experience. One state in collegiate style my senior year for at Creighton Prep. Placed third twice when I was at the public school.
Mm-hmm.
2-time All-American in Greco-Roman wrestling. And that experience, one, I loved it because that helped build my work ethic and, you know, just obsession with fitness. And then
right.
Two, I've got two cauliflower ears, and my ears have cauliflower. So it's really easy. People, and you're like, you wrestled or fought or something. Like, yeah. And that just immediately, either it's a conversation starter, so that's cool, or it's a deterrent. It's like a little, oh, I don't mess with that guy. So it's kind of like intimidation. We'll leave you alone. If they're going to be a jerk to you, they're not. So
there you go. Well, on that note, we appreciate you speaking with us today. Corporal Schweitzer, joining us from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan, and thanks for being with us today. Hurry home.
Hey, thanks. Yep, thank you for having me, sir.
All right, that'll do it for us. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. Yep, do you need to talk with Corporal Gallo, or
no?
You good?
No, we're good. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank
now.
You, sir. Out here.
The other party has disconnected.